With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President-elect Trump is making a number of promises as he moves back into the White House.
Trump will become the 47th president after his swearing-in on Monday, and he has told the country he plans to take immediate action. Among his day-one promises, launching the largest deportation in history, closing the border, imposing higher tariffs on imported goods, and signing pardons for January 6th riot participants. He's told lawmakers to expect more than 100 executive orders out of the gate. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Montana GOP Senator Steve Daines says restrictive environmentalist policies are putting national forest lands in his state at risk of the same kind of fires we've seen in California.
And I tell you what, we've been saying it for many, many years. Either we better manage our forests and our wild lands, or they're going to manage us. And when these fires erupt in California, they're virtually unmanageable at that point.
Also at SRNnews.com, Pakistan's imprisoned former prime minister and his wife have received new sentences after a conviction on corruption charges. More from correspondent Karen Jamas.
The couple are accused of accepting a gift of land from a real estate tycoon in exchange for laundered money when Khan was in power. Khan has denied wrongdoing and insisted since his arrest in 2023 that all the charges against him are a plot by rivals to keep him from returning to office. The latest development came a day after Khan's PTI party held a crucial round of talks with representatives of the government of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif to demand the release of all political detainees, including Khan and other party leaders. I'm Karen Shamas.
The deadline for the start of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip has passed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas has not lived up to its commitment. This is SRN News. China is a nation of contrast when it comes to religious freedom. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Pew Research Center finds government persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in China at an all-time high. But on the other hand, social hostility toward people of faith is super low. What that means is that in China, if you're a Christian, the government is definitely out to get you, but your neighbors will leave you alone. Compare that to countries in the Middle East where the government persecutes believers and their neighbors do so too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The director of the Texas Medical Board has retired less than 2 weeks after conservative lawmakers publicized his employment with a Planned Parenthood laboratory. Dr. Robert Brett had worked as a medical director for the state agency since 2012. He also worked for Planned Parenthood's South Texas Laboratory since 2011. Republican State Representative Brian Harrison posted Brett's resume on X after it became public during an administration hearing. This is SRN News. Snow and bitter cold for much of the Northeast.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be, the central Appalachians, the mid-Atlantic, and up into New England as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. The areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season for much of the central and eastern United States, with temperatures below zero. I'm Donna Water.
A new study finds half of adults in America have high blood pressure, and some are trying something new, zapping away some nerves on their kidneys that are fueling their high blood pressure. Using catheters, doctors target the overactive nerves with beams of ultrasound or radio frequency energy. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.